Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The Chicago Blackhawks hit the ice in the Music City today for a matinee showdown with division rival Nashville. And the Hawks are going to need a 60-minute effort today, as the Predators have lost four in a row, and they're certain to take the ice in a bad mood. Hi again, everyone. John Weideman along with Troy Murray. We're down here at the Bridgestone Arena here in Smashville, Nashville, Tennessee, of course. Down to center ice, a drop of the puck. We're underway in the Hawks' control. Bedard wins the faceoff back into the Hawks' zone to Jones. Larson in there, moves it out to the line. Good play by Radish to reach around Moson, take the puck, lead a 2-on-1 break over the Preds line to Hall, left circle. He delays. Hall shoots, and a chest save made by Lankinen. Vlasic on a breakaway over the Preds line, down the slot, backhand shot, and it's turned out of there with a pad save made by Lankinen. He went down in the butterfly.
Tried to go backhand and then slip it through the five hole. Lankinen was having nothing of that.
Face off in the Hawks zone, won by the Hawks. Korchinski tried to clear it out. Puck taken back by Trennan. He shoots and scores. Well, the clearing attempt was picked off by the Preds, and Yakov Trennan picked up a tumbling puck in the right circle, angled into the slot, and he beat Soderblom with a wrist shot, and it's 1-0 Predators.
Trennan's first point of the season.
Forsberg right point backing up into the high slot. He'll fire. Soderblom down with a butterfly save. The rebound is scored. From the far side, it was Gustav Nyquist sneaking in looking for a loose puck, and he found one. With 40 seconds remaining in Corey Perry's minor penalty, Nyquist puts it home, and it's 2-0 Nashville. Yeah,
third golden opportunity, and finally Nyquist bounces off his shin pad and then lands in there, and he just has to tuck it into the open net. Hard to miss that one.
Vlasic at the line. To Jones, right wing circle, put it over to Bedard, a one-timer, they score! It's Kurashev cleaning up the rebound. Bedard let it rip from the left wing circle. The initial stop was made by Lankinen, but Kurashev, hungry for another goal, found one at the top of the crease. The Hawks are on the board and trail 2-1 with now 6:55 left in period number two.
Connor Bedard hook up for that quick one-timer for Kurashev, his third of the season.
Troy and John Weideman are down in the Music City. Troy, do you know what song this is playing in the background right now? I'll give you, it's my favorite band.
Who is it?
Not Mackenzie Weegar.
Weezer?
It's Weezer. A lot of good memories down in Nashville where John and Troy are, but on this day in 2008, another good memory, Jonathan Toews got his first major penalty of his NHL career.
Been tough for the Blackhawks over the years to score a lot of goals in this building.
Back inside the Predator zone, Corey Perry with the puck along the right wing board. Sticks it down behind the net up the left wing side. Korchinski put the puck to the left wing corner. Tyler Johnson's got it. Johnson, a sharp angle shot, he scores! And that hit a leg in front of the Predator net. It might have hit Corey Perry. He was entangled with Roman Josi, and this puck ricocheted right through the legs of Kevin Lankinen. Hawks back within a goal of the Predators again with plenty of time on that clock. Seth Jones over the Preds line with a spinorama. Had it puck checked away. Cole Smith with the puck back into the Hawks zone. Bothered to the front of the net, but shoots and scores. It's an empty net goal, and that's going to win this one for Nashville. With 11 seconds left in the hockey game, it's now 4-2 in favor of the Predators.